I'm Reggie Ponder, the Real Critic, and I'm in New York this week, but I didn't forget about you. This week's movie is Back to Black. It's the story of Amy Winehouse and her rise to fame. The film follows her from Camden to LA, becoming one of the most beloved artists of all time. Most of all, this film looks at how a very rocky love story inspired one of the most iconic albums of all time, Back to Black. Who's in it? Marissa Abella, Jack O'Connell, Eddie Marson, and Leslie Manville. So what's the like? Many times, iconic artists such as Amy Winehouse are known for their music and their media, but not for all the moments in between. Back to Black fills in those gaps in a way that helps one understand how this star's light was snuffed out at such an early age. For super fans of Winehouse, much of this information in this film may have already been known. However, while the film documents her journey, it also humanizes her struggle. For those of you who just know her music or just a few of her songs, like myself, the film provides dimension and context for a rise to fame and untimely demise. Back to Black starts at the beginning, before Winehouse ever had a recording contract, and what is abundantly clear is that this young lady had chutzpah, confidence, and audacity that helped her move through the recording industry in an untraditional manner. In one scene, she doesn't just do what the recording executives want, and this woman is just 18 years of age. She knew that she had talent, but her love of the music was always front and center. It was not about the fame and fortune, but the love of the music and a commitment to her artistry. The filmmakers make it clear that her music was steeped in her lived experience, so it was no surprise that she felt that she needed to live in order to make great music. The album Back to Black was surely about her lived experience and won her 5 Grammys. So what this film does well is first, give us a sense of who she was and what drove her. Second, it helps us understand her love for jazz and the various artists that inspired her music. It wasn't as if Amy Winehouse just came on the scene without people that came before her. Third, the film doesn't sugarcoat her battle with drugs and alcohol. If anything, it is a cautionary tale about the dangers of these vices, as well as a clarion call to loved ones to intervene, especially when the cry for help is so obvious. Fourth, despite all the trials and struggles, this film finds a way to champion the music. Fans will more than appreciate the spotlight on Winehouse's unique sound and brilliant ability to turn life experiences into musical experiences worth treasuring. Those songs you want to hear, you will, and you will possibly be singing along. Finally, Marissa Abella is fantastic. While I didn't follow Winehouse in her career, I left feeling as if Marissa Abella had recreated Winehouse in a way that made the audience hunger for more. Abella's singing is sharp and her acting is powerful. This film will certainly have fans replaying her music and re-mourning her death. So what's not to like? There's not much to dislike about the film, but the fact that the people around Winehouse seemed unable or unwilling to stop her from self-destructing was problematic. But in fairness, this is not entirely true. The film showcased codependency as well as consent. It breaks one heart to think that someone, her dad, her mom, her bandmates, her friends, someone could have helped her in the end. And then I must admit that I didn't follow every move Winehouse made, so I did leave this film feeling that she was a bit messed up as an individual whose legacy might be a bit tarnished by how she's depicted in this film. But on the other hand, Winehouse did put all her struggles out there for the world to witness with songs like Rehab, Love is a Losing Game, Back to Black, and You Know I'm No Good. My rating: Back to Black is horror and honor, trials and tribute, and gloom and greatness. A worthy salute to a seminal talent. I'm giving this one 3 reels out of 4. I'm on Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube at The Real Critic, and I'll see you next time.